you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Word Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Well, good morning, and ain't it a fine, lovely morning? It's your other boy, the international superstar, Zach D'Amico. Louis J. Gomez had some scheduling conflicts, so he is not here this morning, but we will soldier on without his infamy. I have three great guests in studio today. To my right, I've got Mr. Andy Malafarina.
What's up?
How you doing, brother?
Good.
Thank you very much for being here, man. This is going to be a fun day. Across the table, I got two very handsome gentlemen. In order of handsome, I got Andy Fiore. I didn't say.
That's a pity vote.
Which way I was going.
True.
I could go first to last, last to first. Okay?
That's true.
Andy Fiore, how you doing today,
good,
buddy?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. And one of our favorite people to call when we need a fourth person, and they're 20 minutes, and the show's about to start in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And somebody I love podcasting with, really funny dude, Robbie Goodwin.
Thanks, Zach. It's been too long.
Thank you very much for being here, brother. I appreciate you getting the call and fucking hustling over here, bro.
I love when Shannon's my alarm clock. I'm just waking up and saying,
hey, Robbie, can you get over here, please?
Who dipped out? Who was the loser?
Lewis.
Oh, Lewis.
It's going to be a super fun day. Let's get plugs right out of the fucking way. Robbie Goodwin, what do you want people to check out, baby?
Young Guns Podcast, iTunes, YouTube, etc. And me, Figs, Lemaire, Nick Oldershaw, and Joe Gorman will be at the Auto Bar on October 9th. It's going to be a really fun time. So come check it out.
Excellent. Mr. Fiore?
Please subscribe to my YouTube page, Andy Fiore Comedy. I got a special called Check Right coming out this August. And andyfiore.com, socials, and tour dates.
Phenomenal. Andy?
Saturday, either if you're listening live tomorrow or this comes out tomorrow, right?
No, I don't think something like that.
Okay, well, if you're hearing this and July 30th is in your realm of achievement, go to West Hartford, Connecticut at the Elbow Room. I'm going to be headlining there. And also listen to Panties in the Mouth. And if you like music and you want to hear me talk about it, look up Drag the Lake on Spotify or YouTube.
Fuck yeah. Guys, thank you so much for supporting the show. If you want to see me live and you're in Rochester, me and Chris Fager are co-headlining on the 27th. Please come out. Don't make me eat a garbage plate alone, sadly. And if you guys want to bring up Lewis's dates real quick, Lewis is on the road August the 11th at 8 p.m. He's at the Palm Beach Improv with Aaron Berg on the 12th. They are in Tallahassee, Florida on the 13th. They're in Jacksonville, Florida. After that, on the 25th, they're in Hilarities in Cleveland, Looney's in Colorado Springs, and the Denver Improv on September the 8th. Please make sure you support Lewis and Aaron on the Offend Everyone tour. Follow Lewis on Twitch. And if you love the show, and we know you do, go to GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use that promo code RAP for a 7-day free trial to not just this show, but all the other great shows available on the Gas Digital Network. If you like your subscription, you can keep it. You save $1.50 a month, and you get great shows like this one, Legion of Skanks, Godfrey, Mike Vecchione Investigates, Broad Topics, and our favorite, The Thing Is. Ding.
Ding.
All right, guys, let's get into it. We're going to start today with a Does It Live. I think everyone saw this video already, but goddamn, do I want to watch it on the show.
I'm excited.
Did you guys see the screen falling?
What?
I might not have.
Oh, boy.
Are you talking about Final Destination 2?
I showed this video to Alex and Natalie last night when I was leaving. This is the best. So there was a, Shannon, correct me if I'm wrong, a Chinese boy band type concert.
Yes.
My fave.
And, well, there was a bit of an accident day.
The Backstreet Boys.
And we are going to watch it, and we're going to guess, does it live?
Okay.
No!
Oh, no.
Stop.
Oh, no.
So first of all, I want to give credit to the person I saw yesterday in the Legion of Skanks group that put, does it riv? Very funny. I didn't want to take credit for your joke. So yeah, that was... Shannon, can you give us some details?
Yeah, I actually have one more angle. Go ahead.
Ha! Ah.
Oh my god!
That is a better angle, actually.
That's like a Looney Tunes. Yo, you know, that's like boing.
That screen was made from Acme.
What does
I feel
it
like he's gonna get up in his piano keys for teeth, you know?
Yo, what does it take to have brain splatter out? That was crazy.
Yeah, this should.
How did it all stay inside?
Apparently, a few pop songs. Yeah.
The stage should be covered in Sony guts.
Dude, that front row
like Sony guts.
Yeah,
should have looked like a fucking Gallagher show. Like, that was crazy.
They were on him quickly. The first responders there were right on it.
What a great advertisement to buy American.
I know. Where was the? It was in China?
It was in Hong Kong. The boy band's name is Mirror. And apparently there was like a safety crew from the government there a day before this happened and was like, you guys should probably tighten up a few things the day before.
Ooh.
And then this happened.
No, it's ready to go. It's ready to go. We do good. We have good TV. Everything's fine.
They meant their harmonies. Yeah, yeah. They go, the show's still feeling a little loose.
Yo, that
the choreography is off.
In Soviet China, TV on you.
Did that happen?
The TV's going to be on you. No, yeah, we're going to be on TV. No, the TV's going to be on you. Yeah, we'd be on TV. Right now.
Dude, that happens every single time. Remember that building in like Florida that just like collapsed? There was like
so many to choose from.
Yeah, right.
I don't know.
But they were like, yeah, reports that said the day before they were like, yeah, this place sucks. You need to fucking fix it.
These screws wasn't double bolted.
Can we watch it one more time before we guess? Because that one guy really got it.
Ooh. They're dressed in white. They already look like angels.
So the screen was 16 foot by 10 foot.
The ironic thing is,
basement.
They had to make that TV when they were children.
My creation is taking me out of this world.
Thank God it wasn't 20 years ago. It wouldn't be flat screen.
Oh, yeah.
So let's go around the table. We're guessing any fatalities?
I think he lives. That second view, it didn't look as bad. The front view looked like he got split right down the fucking middle.
The front view looked like a Final Destination movie.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
I think he lives.
Robbie?
That guy's dead.
You saying so? That guy?
Come on. It's a fucking... I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I guess he died.
It's hard. I'm trying to think what's under the stage because, like, you saw that the stage gave a little bit.
Oh, the skeletons of the band from the year before.
All the past members.
Yeah.
The children holding up the stage.
It's Final Destination, but for one TV, just keeps killing someone.
Shannon, one more time for the kids at home.
Yeah.
God, 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 boom, gooby. Oh, no, a big TV.
I hope a TV doesn't crush me.
Now, I know the answer to this one, so I can't vote.
I'm going to say by the technical definition of the word, it lives.
Shannon, give us some info.
So the guy did live.
Yahoo!
but it's possible that he may be paralyzed for the rest of his life, unsure at this moment. Apparently,
never going to dance again.
It dislocated the third and fourth section of his cervical spine. His head and lungs were also injured, but it's unclear at this point to what extent.
Oh, no, my cervix head and lungs.
I've always said...
Or not to most of my body. We really are pieces of shit, because if this happened here, to a white or black person, we would be going, "Oh my God, this poor person!" We're going, "Look at this fucking Chinese guy getting crushed
by TV." These systemic problems are awful. That's what we'd be saying.
Nah, dude, there's an Asian podcast watching white people get fucked up, going like, "Oh no, I won't absolutely make it to Panera."
Stupid round eye.
I always say, Mirror's never going to be the same without the 14th member of the band.
Dude, that was a lot. Were they all in the band? Is there just fucking...
Nah, their manager's just like, "Hey, we're going to need another slave." Yeah. What's the best dancing slave you have?
Yeah, it's Hong Kong. There's like a 10-minute break. All right, bring out next one. Bring out next boy band member.
Oh, just a real fucking... Oh, Rue Perlman.
There's a little...
a giant Rue Perlman.
Dude, there's a little...
giant Chinese pedophile. Oh, bring me another.
Dude, there's a little twink with tearaway pants.
Oh, no, it wasn't Tiger, was it?
Yo, if it was Anson, I'm going to kill myself.
These all sound like different dishes at Wohop. Yeah, I'll take the Alton Wong, please.
I really hope it wasn't Look Man Young.
That's what Lou Pearlman said.
Look out, TV.
Lou Pearlman recruited boy band members by going, "Look Man Young."
It was Jeremy Lee.
Not Jeremy Lee.
Not JL.
Oh, germs. What a shame.
Jimmy and L.
Nobody else got, because I feel like, JL? Can we watch the whole thing? Because I feel like once it tipped, it hit like two other people.
Yeah, it did. It says it also hit one other member, but it doesn't give any information about how it affected that person, just this main guy.
God, I've watched this 85 times.
Just because you like the song, though, right?
Ooh. Oof.
Yeah, kind of sounds like they're going crazy for the Beatles a little bit.
Yeah, it does sound like they're screaming, but like that many people, it sounds like they're like, all right,
like George. that would be,
they're right, it is different live. Yeah.
We're gonna break all of you up.
We kill you one by one with big TV.
Can you imagine if that was a band here, how viral and insane that video would be?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised I didn't see that one.
Like, if it had been, like, a bit, like, if that was, like, One Direction or, like, a equivalent of that now.
I'm surprised this hasn't happened to you, too, because they have, like, crazy-ass stages and get-ups. They got trapped. One time they came out in a giant lemon, and they got trapped in the lemon.
Isn't that literally from Turn It Up to 11?
Spinal Tap.
Yeah.
Yeah, they pulled a Spinal Tap by accident. That actually happened to them. They came out in a big lemon in one of their 90s tours, and they couldn't get out of it.
James Hetfield got pyro. Underneath them.
What's pyro?
Like the
fire. Oh, shit.
He stepped on, they put the pyro on while he was standing on top of it.
I'm surprised that doesn't happen more. There's
that so happened to Undertaker, too.
Fucking yeah. Whitesnake.
Huge. Yeah.
You're fired.
Wait, was that Whitesnake or was that?
It was, no.
Great White.
Great White. Yeah.
You guys know about
that,
right?
Club in Rhode Island.
No, what's that?
Great White was a 80s band.
Once Bitten, Twice Shy.
And they were doing a show in Connecticut.
Rhode Island.
And it was like a little rock club, and they had a big pyrotechnic display. Mm-hmm. And I think even the club was like, that's a little much in here. And they set the place on fire and killed everybody.
Oh.
Yeah.
Everyone who went?
How many people died for the Great White? I want to say it's like 70-something people. It's wild.
Damn. What concert did you see this weekend? The Dead.
100.
100 fucking people. And how many?
I think there was one exit, and it all like sardine canned the exit, and it just like, Jesus, and everybody was.
Dude, that's like my biggest fear too, because that makes me think of like a night where you're like gonna stay in, and you're like, you know what? I need to unwind, and it's like that's too much unwinding.
I had that tape.
You're literally all the way unwound. Yeah, because especially in comedy, we're just always in so many fire hazards, like so many places that are packed or something, you know?
I never look for the exits either.
Yeah.
No.
Check out Fight Club every week at the Bowery Electric in the back room.
Is this it?
Yeah.
Yeah, they said the place went up in like seconds.
Wait. Why would you have any pyro?
Yeesh. It was something like the ceiling was very flammable in some way. It was like styrofoam or some shit.
The guy with the camera is clearly the smartest person there.
This is definitely White Astroworld.
Yo, for real. But, like, the guy with the... that's back in the day. That camera had to get out of there, right? So that dude fucking knew what was up.
You're looking at a lot of dead people right now that don't know it yet.
That is fucking
horrific to think about.
Yeah. This is fucking haunting.
That's there's too much footage of this.
Right now, you're walking
this
out.
This camera guy's blocking the door. Like, I gotta get footage.
I know, because right now in your mind, you're just pissed the show ended early. That's your biggest problem. Right
now, Ralph's standing with a microphone. I had an interview after.
I got the third. Oh, God. Now I'm not going to get the third lead singer from Whitesnake on
my show.
Let's
be honest. If this happened, Ralph would be running out going, fire bad.
My creation turned against me.
We have had the lead singer of Great White, and he did talk about this on the STR show.
Wait, the band survived?
Not all of them did.
It was bad, man.
There were
bad.
If I was the family, I'd be pissed if none of the band died.
They made a Law and Order out of this.
There were 462 people in attendance. 100 died, 200 were injured.
Jesus! That's almost everybody at the whole show. Fuck, that is bone chilling.
Look how the whole place is gone.
It went up real quick.
Talk about a killer show.
I didn't realize how much... Jesus...
You think they ever hire, like, new roadies?
This guy's trying to get the cords out of the fucking stage.
He was like,
save the strat!
He's like, I just bought these. I don't fucking have time to go back and get a new one.
He's hearing the screaming.
Wait, is this outside?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the cameraman made it.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't realize. What'd you say? There was like 400 some people? Yeah.
400 people, 100 died, 200 were injured.
Oh, okay.
I'd imagine a lot of those injuries.
Damn.
I'd imagine a lot of those injuries were trampling.
Yeah.
Yep.
Without a doubt.
Oof. Yeah, this sends a chill down my spine.
I got to think I'd be okay, because I'm a tall guy. I have tall guy pants, concert anxiety.
Been in the back.
I would have been near the back.
Are you good at getting to the front?
No, I don't like it, because I'm big. I'm tall.
But I'm saying if you had to.
I know, because I just don't ever do it.
I was always decent at getting to the front, so I would be... Dude, I wouldn't even get my shirt fucked up. I'd be out of there. Oh, man. They're not going to see Christmas.
I think they will.
The band?
Maybe. The meanest headline I saw. The meanest headline I saw about that was Great White loses all 100 of their fans.
That's funny.
Yeah, that'd be great. The Post headlines would be so fun.
A lot of mediocre whites were lost that day.
Jesus Christ. That was a lot more video than I thought we were going to get.
Yeah, I never saw that.
That's back when there was video of nothing, too.
Yeah,
nobody had video.
No, this was pretty...
Really?
That long ago. This isn't an 80s thing.
Oh, it looked like...
That was,
like
I want to say,
thing.
Like 2001, maybe? 2002?
Shannon?
Yeah, 2003.
That's my...
Oh, yeah, I think you forget how bad cameras were not that long ago because of how good they are now.
Totally.
Pre-iPhone, yeah. Yeah, the Michael Richards, I remember that was like the first cancel. If you watch it, it's so badly filmed.
Yeah.
But a hilarious bit.
Yeah, I mean,
great audio.
Done,
yeah.
crystal clear. Crystal clear audio.
Question. With the Michael Richards thing, wasn't that his second set of the night?
Oh, dude. Tom Papa followed it. He was the comedian who had to follow it, and he's got great stories. You would know. But I don't know if
that's
it was the
so
first
funny.
Or second. Oh, you think he worked it out the first time and it went over good?
I'm pretty sure he had done another club earlier in the night and was doing racial shit.
He was like, it killed down.
And
Tom Papa's like, speaking of fork up your ass, what's with dinner, huh? Dinner's crazy.
I've never even considered that the show kept going. Now I'm thinking about that.
Totally, imagine that.
Follow Kramer ruining his
or
career.
Or the host even, just being like... Kramer, everybody.
I guess you got to reset
isn't
the
he,
room.
Isn't he kooky?
I heard that people were just like, at the Comedy Store, people were just like, yo, we were just down the street at the Laugh Factory and Kramer went crazy. Anyway, and they didn't think much about it. And like, because it back when sets kind of lived and died, that was the first like comedy set that like got
like
someone canceled. Yeah.
You're did right. he really? I mean, he
was that before Tosh?
Yeah. It was 2007, 6.
I was in college. I was in college for that. Because, I want to say, I feel like somebody said that they saw him earlier in the night at another club, and he was trying to do edgy.
That's so great if he was working it out.
He pitches it to Jerry Seinfeld like Banya. Like, what do you think about N-words?
An N-word is not a meal.
call them just black people? That's gold, Jerry.
I think you're onto something. Do you remember when Jerry was then on, what was it, The Tonight Show, and he had Kramer like...
Yeah.
And people kept laughing, and Jerry Seinfeld got mad. He's like, it's not funny.
Stop laughing.
Yeah, it was
it's
how
not
he
funny.
Said, like, stop. Stop.
Well, because what was crazy about that apology was Kramer kept going, and to the Afro-American community. Wow. I want to apologize to you. Like, who says Afro-American? That was the first time I'd heard Afro-American.
It sounds like something a racist would say.
Yeah, you should have been like, funny. I apologize.
Bunch of Afro-Americans. Yeah.
That was my first time meeting black people. I didn't know how to act.
I'd like to apologize to all the Negroes out there.
And you're like, oh, Kramer?
Racism.
Is he can't? I mean, because he did curb after that.
Yeah, but they had to address it.
Yeah.
What was he doing before, though?
The Michael Richards show, where he played a detective.
Collecting royalty checks.
Oh, really? He had a detective show?
He played a detective. It was called, right after Seinfeld, so I'm a big Seinfeld obsessive. He had a show called The Michael Richards Show, where he played like a bumbling detective, and it only, that's the thing, he didn't have much of a career to speak of, but he's still getting like TV roles here and there and stuff, and that was just we're done, Kramer.
Probably the best royalties of all time.
Yeah.
He's on a super early episode of Cheers.
The problem is when most people get canceled, they go to stand-up. But he got canceled for his stand-up, and so he had nowhere to go.
Yeah, he couldn't pivot.
He'd have to do porn.
Yeah.
It's funny that he's in... Yeah.
Put it in my ass.
In UHF, yeah. The Weird Al movie.
Totally.
Oh, yeah,
and the woman that is Victoria Jackson, who's also fucking crazy SNL, sure. She became like a crazy conservative... like wild ass conspiracy theory person, and Weird Al, I think once was in an interview, was like, yeah, I don't know what happened with our casting session at UHF. I just accidentally casted a bunch of
UHF
hateful
is
people.
Great.
It's a phenomenal so movie.
Problem Child, he's in great.
I also kind
Airheads,
of...
he's great.
Oh yeah, I
forgot he's in Airheads. Movie.
He's the guy that's trying to escape out of the air vents.
Yeah, like the vents. And there's a lot of Kramerisms in that role.
A Kramer's in the air vents.
Yeah. Airheads is great. I recently watched it again. And
no, I remember.
Oh, it holds up. Yeah.
Yeah, that was like one of my movies when I was a kid. That was the one where I'd watch a whole bunch.
Yeah, Joe Montana, Buscemi, Frasier.
Airheads rule.
Frasier.
You see, Brendan Frasier.
Oh, yeah. Darn.
Niles, we have to stop the mummy.
Yeah. What's the last Brendan Fraser movie?
Because he's got a new one with Aronofsky.
He's like a thick boy now, right?
Really? Is it a Darren Aronofsky movie?
Yeah, where he's got it's called The Whale. It's about my ex-wife. No, he plays like a 300-pound guy, 350-pound guy in The Whale. He's like a big fat guy. And the whole movie's about how he's like really fat.
Oh, there he is.
Yeah, there he is.
Wait, is that method or
he was just in something?
I think he's actually that fat.
No shit.
No, I think that might be a fat suit.
Oh, maybe. Because he was in that Soderbergh movie, No Sudden Move, and he looked fat as shit in that, too.
Because he is kind of chubby now, but I didn't think he was that big.
Yeah, actually, you're right. I think it is prosthetics, because that character is supposed to be 350 pounds.
Yeah, I'd be worried about Frasier.
Yeah, he's in a fat suit. The name of the movie is The Whale.
Yeah. It looks good. I really want to see it. I like Aronofsky, and I'm rooting for the Frasier songs.
Do you think he's going to have like a career renaissance?
I think it could be like a Mickey Rourke thing. Didn't Aronofsky do The Wrestler?
Yep.
Yeah,
so I think it could be like a Rourke.
Did Rourke have a renaissance, though? Or what else did he have after that? He was the bad guy in Iron Man 2.
Yeah, that's about it.
Iron Man. Yeah.
Then he was the tattoo artist in The Expendables.
He's in a bunch of cool, shitty B movies.
Domino.
He's in a movie called War Hunt, where he plays a World War II guy fighting witches.
What?
Yeah, he's like, it's World War II. He's like an eye patch. He's like, we got to stop these vampires and witches. It's
Robbie, term you explained to me the other day on Young Guns with the blockbusters for old men?
Geezer teasers. Yeah. So
have you heard about this?
No, but sounds good.
Go ahead.
So it's basically like there's this guy, he just got canceled for like sexual harassment or something, but it's like, what he does is he takes these like Bruce Willis or De Niro or all these like older guys. He basically like films them for like one scene or two days. Basically, he films a bunch of scenes back to back in like 2 days, and so they're in the movie for like 10 or 15 minutes, but he puts them all over the front of the poster, and they just market it exclusively on demand. It's like older people. So there's all these like Bruce Willis movies and De Niro movies and Stallone movies that we've never heard of. They're just all on.
Yeah, they're all straight to streaming or on demand.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's literally like a boomer will click on this.
Yes, exactly.
Like, oh, I recognize him from when I was happy.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that what they're doing to Bruce Willis?
What's that?
Is that what they're doing to Bruce
That's
Willis?
What they were doing, exactly, until he like basically was like, I cannot, I physically... In fact, in this article where they like exposed this guy, Bruce Willis was like, he said he had no recollection of like the last three movies he was in. And he kept being like, where am I? And he's like, do the scene. You got to just do the scene, you know?
What the fuck?
Fucking mashed potato brain Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
They did that a little bit with fucking Suicide Squad. The last one where they put Pete Davidson in like fucking everything in the promotional material.
Yeah.
And then he's done in the first like 2 minutes.
Well, I think that was on purpose.
Yeah.
That was on purpose.
Oh, so, for like effect.
It was a funny bait. And I think the joke was that he was out of the movie very quickly.
Well, yeah, so I think it was to make it that anybody could die at any point.
Yeah, yeah.
I love that Suicide Squad.
Yeah, and
I
like that last one. Also, because you definitely didn't think they were going to kill the other characters that they brought over from the first one immediately.
That was so
fun.
Yeah,
you're right.
God damn, that movie was great.
So what Suicide Squad is supposed to be and what the second movie was is the Dirty Dozen.
Okay.
Where no one's supposed to survive the movie.
Right.
Like literally, Weasel dies in the fucking parachuting, which is one of the ways somebody dies in Dirty Dozen.
Oh, I never put it together. That's hilarious.
I didn't realize that either. That's cool.
Yeah, so it's supposed to be that like the whole point of the Suicide Squad is it's supposed to be constantly changing because they're going through all these Z-list characters that DC just owns and like get rid of them.
That's hilarious.
Because they even had Sean Gunn, James Gunn's brother, in the jail was Calendar Man.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
The one that he's like talking shit.
Yeah.
And if you look, he's got all the months written on his head. So he hid a bunch of other characters.
Calendar Man isn't a really good Batman. The Long Halloween, though. So, right? He's in Long Halloween. Right?
Yeah. And then, there was one hidden in the jail. It was a lady that I think DC had a contest for kids to design a character and that they would make that character one issue
Pete
of something. Butthole Eye Man. And it was like this like rainbow woman and James Gunn hit her in the background.
Oh, that's so fun.
I like it.
I fucking love Suicide Squad.
I kind of
so
like the
funny
DC movies more than the Marvel movies lately.
I agree.
There's way more personality to
DC
them.
DC movies aren't like consistently good, but they're more interesting.
Yeah.
Because I was trying to do the... I actually ruined the Marvel movies for myself because I was trying to do the chronological, and then you start to like see the patterns and all that shit, and you're like, because I remember I watched the Age of Ultron, really cool action, but it's like 20 minutes of plot or anything.
Yeah, that movie stinks.
Yeah,
my big issue with all the big superhero movies is I go, oh wait, is there going to be a thing at the end where the sky is dark and swirling and the world's about to end, and then they figure it out?
Totally.
The funny thing is in the solo ones, it's like, why do they call all the superheroes every time? Like, okay, oh, it's threatening the world. It's like, well, Thor has to go it alone. It's like, well, why doesn't he call all those other guys? What are they doing?
Yeah.
You know?
That's what I like. I like that Peacekeeper addressed that.
Yeah, that was funny.
Well, how'd they address it? I didn't finish.
I don't want to blow it.
Oh, okay.
Like the finale, right? They get...
They at one point, they're like, why don't we just fucking call the Justice League?
Yeah.
They're busy. But then they do address it, and it's fucking badass.
Yeah, honestly, like, look at how James Gunn's movie... look at his Suicide Squad versus Guardians. Like, he has way more... Clearly, he has way more of his personality is in Suicide Squad, I felt like. You know? It was, like, R-rated. It was goofy. It was like a fucking giant starfish at the end. It was cool.
Yeah, and it was I just because I'm such a nerd for the company I work for, Troma. Mm-hmm. There was tons of Troma shit in it.
Oh, cool.
The videos in Peacekeeper, the video store that their office is in, is covered in Troma posters.
Oh, that's so fun.
I fucking nerded out that whole show. Hey, fans of the show over the age of 21, I just want to take 1 second to talk to you about our favorite sponsor, the marquee sponsor of Skankfest, and that is Yo Kratom. Guys, Yo Kratom are great to us. You might have noticed this year, everything's getting really expensive. Gasoline, rent, groceries. Well, Yo Kratom is going to stay consistent with $60 kilos of Kratom delivered to your door. So stop going to bodegas, gas stations, or smoke shops and get a little Kratom at a time when you can get it delivered to your door for just $60 a kilo. It is the best deal in the business. They're a great company that is great to us. You can't go wrong with Yo Kratom. So head on over to YoKratom.com today. Let's get back into the show. All right. What else do we got? We got a huge crash pileup. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Like, Suicides was good. Let's see some Suicides.
Huge crash pileup during first ever female Tour de France.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
These fucking
all right.
Dykes.
Bit over. We can write the jokes at home, folks.
So I've never really seen that on live.
What?
I've never really seen that on live TV before.
It's all right, Shannon. Don't worry about it. I'm not going to bark at you. You're safe here.
Hey,
why can't we just make something work for once?
Accidents happen.
Hey, you're trying your best, and I love and appreciate you. But I'm sure it's Paco's fault.
It's a different video.
Intense discussion.
Oh, by the way, man. I love that Andy and Andy look like father and son. You know what I mean? It's like it's both named Andy. It's like you came in from the future to
junior
warn him.
Junior and senior.
Take your kid to work day. What are these called? Microphones, Daddy?
I'm from the future. Don't leave Philly.
You do look like you're going to teach him what like a Budweiser tastes like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to beat him if his jokes don't get funnier.
Fucking buckle up for a beating.
I'm gonna see these broads crash, man.
Fuck that up. I'm still learning.
So what we've learned...
That's some good hosting, Andy.
What we're learning as far as professional bicycling, one testicle,
yeah.
An advantage.
Really good.
No testicles, huge disadvantage.
That's true.
Let's see it, Shannon.
That's right, weird.
This is from one angle, and I'll show you another one after.
Yeah, the in-race radio, pretty cool to see that. Hopefully that stays in other races. There was, unfortunately, though, a really big crash on a straight road, a pretty high speed, and maybe a lot of riders were chilling, and I don't know how many were involved, 50. The big rider who went down, big name, Emma Norsgaard on Movistar, she's out of the race. She looked pretty banged up. It looked like a collarbone maybe or something like that. And this also gave the break a bit.
Oh, it's crikey. Really,
that was a crash.
There's a few.
Oh, no.
That's not a bike.
Toward the back of that pileup, a few went down real easy.
Yeah, it's like
they went down like Biden in that fucking one clip.
Yeah.
There are a couple like, I don't even want to be here. I'm just going to get in that pileup.
My pussy hurts.
I'll see the other angle.
No, that was the right one.
That was the right one?
Yeah. No one was really injured. Most of them got back up and continued the race. One person broke their collarbone and was sent to the hospital.
And that was the one they were talking about, right?
Yeah.
Hey, do you guys think all those girls were on the same cycle?
Oh, yeah, that's good. Yeah. I like it.
Thank you, buddy.
I'm glad you spoke that joke.
Figuring it out more.
Yeah.
Putting
the pedal in the metal.
Yeah, no, it seemed like those ladies in the back felt like soccer players.
Yeah, dude.
They're like, oh, I need a break.
Doing everything else in the sorority does.
All right.
They should kiss.
I'm surprised they always put so many I feel like those pileups would have, I'm surprised they don't happen more, is what I'm trying to say.
Shannon, were you a good bike rider?
Not good.
Not good?
No.
You would have been in the fucking crash.
What happened in this particular stretch where they are going, I'll show it to you again. In this particular
stretch, one of them saw something shiny.
It's they say that, you know, they did, there's a whole bunch of twists and turns, but then this part is where
it's on a straightaway.
This part is where it opens up, and so
look at the ones in the back, she's going, oh, I guess I'll fall.
If everyone else is doing it, I don't want to feel left out.
And then, some tears.
Damn, that
sucks. Shannon, I didn't mean to cut you off.
That's fine.
Go ahead, Shannon.
So this is the part where they're all catching up to each other, and it said that they're so close that their handlebars are practically touching. So one that's twist of the steering wheel, and they're all, it's all over.
Oh, they got too close?
Yeah.
They had a pillow fight, right? Is that what you said happened?
Yes.
Sexy. Sexy crash.
They heard there was going to be a panty raid, and fucking just wobbled.
All right. Shannon, tell us about these Japanese monkeys.
Yes.
Okay.
A lot of Far East today. I love it.
Let's go.
So apparently, since July 8th, there has been, and it's the Japanese macaque is the species of monkey. They have been seeking out young children, babies, and elderly people, and they're just attacking them. For elderly people, they sneak up behind them and just pull their legs out under them, and then they've been hanging out by preschool schoolyards to snatch the little kids, and they've even seen them looking through windows, and I have a video of that.
Amazing. Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, shit. I saw fucking Brian Six posted this on a story. I didn't know what the fuck this was. Dude, show this to anti-evolution people and be dude, they do bits. You know what I mean? Of course they're related to us. They do bits.
Oh, it's like the way Byron watches the show through the window.
God.
He's like, you guys want dabs?
This looks like a very competent intern. Hire the Japanese monkey.
I like how he didn't like the scene in Bounce.
Is that an intern with a drug addiction? Let's hire him.
This guy looks like he knows what's up. Does he know Adobe?
So are they robbing people or are they just fucking them up?
No, they're playing the knockout game?
they're just attacking.
Right, take it easy, Kramer.
They're attacking them, but they're not eating them. So they don't know what the purpose is, especially of the children, of why they're trying to snatch them. They don't know why they're doing
it. What do you say, snatch? They're not beating them up. They're trying to like run away.
Holding them for ransom?
Yeah, they're trying to take them. They said it's a happen. There have been 58 victims since July 8th.
Japan, this is?
Yes.
Damn.
Southwestern Japan.
Have we looked into, was there a monkey in the ceiling of that Chinese stadium loosening the TV? Going, I'm going to get one today.
At the crown
jewel. Tonight at 10, Japan terrorized by a bunch of mischievous monkeys.
You come home with a fucking member of Mir? You're the fucking king of that clan.
We clan was the wrong word to use. Go back to the monkey's place. There's a bunch of like loose bolts.
These fit perfectly into a TV screen.
Yeah. And the other monkey's like, I'm working on a sequel to COVID, monkeypox.
This could be the idea of some genius pedophile who trained his monkeys. He goes, bring back the children.
Ah, yes.
You know?
I give you one banana for one kid,
yeah,
but.
Exactly.
It's like a mini me.
There's definitely a monkey Epstein Island. Yeah. That's where they're taking it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, you give me a monkey massage and I'll give you $100 monkey dollars.
No, you're telling me this monkey's called Macaque. Well, speaking of Macaque, I'd like a kid on it. Yes. I love that it's just tripping old people. That's the funniest to me.
Yeah. Oh, dude, you walk by
How great is that?
A monkey hits you with two for flinching.
If I saw a monkey trip an old person, I'd be like, am I in a Simpsons episode? What the hell is going on here?
Yeah, right.
That monkey said I won a contest, and I needed to give him my credit card number.
Help, I've been outsmarted by a monkey yet again.
That's one, too. You're like, sure, Grandma, yeah. The monkeys.
Watch out for monkeys. They'll trip you.
All right, Jesus. She's on the way out, clearly.
Monkeys are targeting old people and Renan Hirschberg.
Because he got scammed, right?
It's the funniest. So, by the way, so many people got that message.
Yeah.
And I do know other people that fell for it, and it is just funny. I like Renan a lot.
I love Renan.
Very, very, very funny. Fucking really funny. It's because he is an old, old man inside.
Yeah.
Is why it's funny. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Wait, is he the... Did this happen a couple months ago?
No, it was like last summer. There was a spam message, I guess, to mostly like a lot of comics.
A lot of the roast comics.
Write some roast jokes.
I felt left out.
Roast my wife.
Actually, I did get the message. Yeah.
We roast my wife for like, I can give you like $300 or something. Yeah, but then I don't remember what this guy was like. Send me a check or some shit.
So the deal was, I'll send you what such and such amount of money. And a bunch of people responded, I believe.
Yes, because it was a bunch of whores.
Yeah, a bunch of whores. And then the guy was like, oh, I'll give me your bank account info or whatever. I'm going to wire you this amount of money. And then they wired them way too much in the message.
Oh, I've
heard they went, oh, shit. You know, whatever, I was supposed to send you $300. Somehow I sent you $2,000. My mistake. Can you just send me $1,500 back? That way you made $200 more than promised. And all these comics were like, oh, yeah, fuck yeah. I made $500 instead of $300. And wired that person $1,500, and then they canceled the first transfer.
Yeah, I've heard that scam before. My favorite version of that is these people would call up old people, and they're like, hey, we're Microsoft. We just shut down. And like, you wouldn't hear that on the news. And then they would do this. They're like, you have an outstanding balance. And old people would be like, I do. And they'd like send the money and just do all that shit.
It's the monkeys.
That's so funny.
Oh, these fucking macaques. My grandma called me a few, like, height of COVID. And she called me like in the middle of the evening. And she's like, are you feeling better? And I'm like, what? She goes, you called this morning and said you needed medicine.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, what? She's like, I couldn't, because my grandma, like, can't hear.
Yeah.
So she's got the old people phone with buttons that you can, like, punch.
Uh-huh.
And she has to stand, because she's too close to the the air conditioner or whatever. Right. So she has to, like, stand with her finger in her ear and the other side of the room and scream into the phone.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's like, I couldn't understand you, but you said you were sick and you needed medicine. So I told you could order it, but you said you needed money. And I'm like, that wasn't me. Oh, God.
Yeah.
And I was like, did you give them money? She's like, no, I hung up on them because I couldn't understand them anymore.
Dude, it's crazy. My dad was old when he was alive. He lived to 96. You start getting worried about that shit because he'd get email and everything, but he'd get emails and my mom was pretty good about being like, don't fucking click on anything. But then, like, there were a few things where my dad was right about. Like, 15 years ago, my dad was like, have you ever heard of this thing called Bitcoin? I'm like, Dad, it's a scam, you idiot. Like, we could have been in on the ground floor.
I know the worst one of that.
Really? What?
I have an uncle with who our whole life owned stores. I think I've told you this. He had like Tiamos in Jersey.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like little bodegas. Yeah. And he was in, him and like two or three other guys were going to go in on a new store. And my aunt said, no one's going to pay that much for coffee.
Oh, no.
What was it?
The first Starbucks in Hoboken.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
And then they would have had the franchise rights to Starbucks in Jersey.
So that means they make money off of every other Starbucks in Jersey?
He would have had the franchise. He would have been the opening franchise in Jersey.
Wait, who is this? Your uncle?
Yeah.
And
my aunt talked about it. She said, nobody's going to pay that much for coffee. That's stupid. You're going to waste our money. That's so funny. Letting you do it. Wow.
What's their dynamic like? I feel like...
Resent.
I just be like, we don't have to get a divorce, but I'm going to get an apartment. Like, we can just be cool about this.
Yeah, no, there's...
Brutal. No, you never told me that.
I feel
it sucks.
Yeah,
dude, that's crazy. Yeah. That's also another one of my fears, is like having one of those fuck ups where you're just like, oh yeah, I can't get over that. You know, like you were talking about Bitcoin, like those dudes who had, you know, like a lot of they get their wallet and then they have this like super double secret encryption to like, and they forget the fucking passwords.
Yeah,
and they're just
they just have a drive with like
there's
$4 million
on there.
No, dude, like those, when Bitcoin was at 60,000 or whatever, there was like dudes who were like, yeah, so there's just $100 million in there and I don't remember the password.
I know.
And I'm like, I don't know how I would be able to function with that.
I feel like the resentment, I would, like every time I passed the Starbucks.
Yeah.
I would just hit her.
Of course. That logo looks like a very vulnerable woman.
She's hotter than you.
All right. What else do we got to fuck around with today? Cincinnati lady cop and former reality star gets caught using the N-word to describe black teens she was mad at.
Sounds like a hot woman.
Blames it on rap music.
Well, what was reality star?
Yeah, Shannon, give us some info.
Yeah, so in 2011, there was a TLC series called Police Women of Cincinnati.
Ooh.
So apparently in this video, she was behind a line of people that were waiting to pick up their kids. And so she put on her siren and lights to get around the group, but nobody was respecting her, paying attention to her. And then it also says that at the moment that she really freaks out in the video, that one of the kids had given her the middle finger, though I don't think that shows in the video, but here. Oh, do you have it? Okay.
Ridiculous. Is she gonna just sit there?
Well, pause it. For people listening, so far those bleeps have been an F star 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 star, an A star 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 star, and another F star star star. No N star star stars yet.
Right.
What are we,
also, nobody in front of her.
I hate him so much.
Oh.
World.
What?
Whoa.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
There was one.
Update. That was a I F star 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 hate star star N star star star.
Was that Kumi's Twitter feed?
Yeah. The second half of that long beep was the word.
Well, the funniest part
is Kumi's dream girl.
Yeah. Let's get her a show and compound. everyone welcome Gino's new co-host, the Cincinnati lady cop.
That's ridiculous, Andy. Cops have to be over 18. Shannon?
Well, the funniest parts are folks' yaks. And she's like, oh, you know who I hate is these damn. Like,
well,
it's like,
not only that, what a bet, because I hate this fucking world.
Yeah.
Because people wouldn't get out of her way immediately.
That's the most miserable. She's like, I hate living on this world. Black children make me a little late. You're like, you're a psycho, lady.
I wish I was on my bike.
Are we sure she wasn't just singing along to rap music?
Well, that's what she Shannon. Says. Yeah, that she claims that the reason why she said it was because she's desensitized to the word from rap music and hearing people on the street say it. She's currently on
and yelling it out of her car.
Yeah,
She's currently on desk duty.
I'm desensitized from how often I scream
at. I love that, that Nick Mullen joke that's like, I only say the N-word when I'm in my car listening to rap. What can I say? I really hate rap music.
Is there any more to the video? Is that was the...
No, that was the end of it.
That was the crux of it?
Yeah.
Do we have any footage of her from her reality show?
Oh, yeah. Can we just get a headshot, too? Just see what she looks like? Because that would sway my decision, I think.
How hot is this racist?
Yeah. I'm going to take a wild guess. Yeah. Yep. That looks that looks like a woman that hates... She looks like Miss Gulch. That is a lady that hates this world and stars.
Yeah, she has big substitute teacher energy.
Rose Valentino.
Oh!
That tracks.
Yep, there we go. All right.
An Italian cop. That's actually not that bad for an Italian cop.
Yeah, she didn't run him over.
Yeah. She didn't whack him.
All right, what else do we got, Shannon? Did you guys see the I saw this video already. Did you guys see the kid that just beat the shit out of a cop on the subway?
No.
No, what?
All these videos.
You can do that?
apparently.
I gotta go.
First of all, in the video I saw, I would have assumed this was a much older person, but I guess just this is a bull of a kid, and he fucks this cop up, and apparently he had been, I believe the one thing I read was that he had been arrested for robbery days earlier and had already gotten out, and got out within 24 hours of choking a cop.
It is the fucking Wild West down there.
It is fuck. Bail reform is nuts. Shannon?
Yeah, 1 second. Just trying to find the video.
No problem. I understand these things take time.
Totally reasonable.
I in no way am angry.
Shannon, has your stress level gone down considerably or your blood pressure?
Mm-hmm. No, it's gone up significantly.
Why?
Because she's going to beat the shit out of Paco.
That's it. Almost. Hold on.
All right, we got it. It's hey, Shannon. It's not your fault. Nobody's mad at you.
Okay, here we go.
I'm getting there.
Okay, this is it. I guess there's no.
Oh, shit.
Oh, there's two cops.
Damn, dude.
I feel like we should say they're all black.
Yeah, that good note.
The cops, too, I mean.
Yeah, everybody is black here.
Damn, dude.
Yo, and he's not a big kid.
He's 16, and he is...
He took wrestling in high school.
I'm wondering how much of that is just knowing how to fight.
Oh.
God damn, this is awesome.
I mean, listen, it's great. My question has to be...
How come?
How do they not... How hard... What bad press is it to use your taser at this point?
That's what I'm saying. Get some mace out.
Fry him.
Like, even the most ACAB motherfucker in the world's going to see that and go, no, you would use a taser then.
But to your point, Zach, I think cops are so scared of doing that shit nowadays.
I know,
terrified.
Apparently, this kid had been walking around tripping old people.
Wait, like a monk.
I got a button for that.
He's taking their legs out right from under him.
I mean, he was a little bloody, though. Somebody got him.
Oh, yeah, I think the cop got him. But
he kept going. He must have been on something.
I think he's just 16 and full of fucking piss and vinegar.
PCP.
He had just...
Don't say that word.
He was released only days earlier following a previous robbery where he and three others stole a man's cell phone. And then he was released 24 hours after this incident.
And asked the judge if he could press charges on the cops.
Yep.
He's a troublemaker.
So is there more detail? What's he getting charged with?
Hold on 1 sec.
He's a minor, so you probably, I don't know, probably got out sooner because of that, maybe?
I don't know, dude. Assault on an officer? Yeah, did he on video assault on an officer?
They don't take kindly to that, even still, even in AK.
They don't like it.
How did it start? I missed the beginning of it. Was it like a lot of commotion or?
It was a guy and a girl and a guy cop, lady cop. First of all, why are lady cops' outfits so. They're like volleyball shorts.
Really?
Lady cops always have fat asses.
Was it like that before Reno? The Reno 911?
No, I think that was a parody. I think that was a parody of that. Because I feel like all lady cops have pants that show off having like a fucking fat ass.
Yeah.
Curves.
Mm. Lady cops do have nice balls.
Well, now I'm horny.
Yeah.
Kamala Harris.
Shannon, what did he get charged with anything?
I'm still looking for it. Sorry.
It's okay.
That's interesting.
Nobody's upset. Everything's okay. We're making it through. It's going to be a great day. Everybody loves each other.
That's interesting that, he fucking fought a cop. Because they usually, if it involves, you fucking up a cop or killing a cop or whatever, they crank it up to 11 on that shit.
I'm telling you, they're terrified.
Yeah.
Terrified to do anything these days.
Yeah.
They gotta be, yeah.
But he's all black. Brushback. Not even black cops can do stuff?
No.
Yeah, I mean,
they might be considered traitors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Officer Tom.
Yeah. He likes his chicken terrified.
Hey, folks.
I'm sorry. I just have to get out a few.
Comedy.
Hey.
Hey. Oh, racism. Cops.
Don't. Okay. Now, I'm not condoning this, but at what point, I feel like if you did that, if you fought a cop like that, don't they just beat the fucking shit out of you when you get back?
I don't think they can do that anymore.
Don't they just turn the cameras? Don't they take you back to the precinct? And, you fall a bunch?
They have to.
You fell down the stairs. Right. You hit your head on a door.
No, they have to because, have you guys been noticing when some shit happens, all the time, body camera footage and shit like that? The file got corrupted.
Yeah, the camera went on the fritz.
Yeah, so they definitely, they're just figuring out their new ways. They can't do it right then and there because everyone has a fucking camera, but they'll be like, we'll fucking take him in and figure it out somewhere else.
Yeah, what happened to, didn't there used to be a thing called the Rough Ride and then they accidentally killed a kid?
Was that Freddie Gray, I think?
You know what I'm talking about, a rough ride?
I know what it is, but I don't remember that.
It was a dude
story.
In Baltimore. Yeah, they throw him in the back.
Yeah, so they would cuff you and not buckle you in, and then they would drive and hit a lot of turns.
Out of bumpy road.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that you would crash, and I think a guy broke his neck.
Yeah. Yeesh. Yeah, because they roughed him up, and he was fine. Well, not fine going in, but then he was either either dead or, like you said, broken neck, and then eventually died.
Yikes.
Yeah.
I feel like we were young for that, right?
About, yeah. It wasn't like
this. I found an article about it. It's 6 years. 6 years ago, it was Freddie Gray.
Oh, wow, that was that recent.
Yeah. That's how Rough Riders roll.
Freddie got fingered.
True.
And punched and killed. And
oh, so this kid
stripped
was
of his rights and dignity.
So this kid was arrested and charged with assault on a police officer, obstruction of government administration, and resisting arrest. That's fucking nuts, dude. How does that guy get out? That's a fucking violent criminal. Why is that person allowed out?
It says in the article that the judge said they were releasing him on his own recognizance because people from the neighborhood requested it because he was only 16.
Oh, I see. He's a minor.
That's all it takes?
Wait, that's how you get out of jail? Your friends are like, but we want him.
Yeah, I know.
Boy, why do they make all those free so-and-so shirts?
Who's going to take my Mets ticket?
That, I don't know. And I'm not that guy. I'm not like this, super pro cop dude, but that's wild.
Totally.
Man.
You can't just fucking commit a crime and then just go, oh, well, grandma wanted him to come home for dinner. Yeah. So let him go. Good reason.
I'm Pat Dixon. Welcome back to the crime report.
No, I don't mean to be dick. Well, in all fairness, they said the community, not his parents, wanted him back.
Yeah.
A bodega worker stabbed his father last week. Leave the boy alone. All right, what else do we got here? What is this? We've talked about this a bunch on the show. TikTok moms remove videos of their kids from app over fears they are being targeted by pedophiles.
Monkeys.
After footage of TikTok's most popular 3-year-old girl is saved by thousands of men.
Jesus. Wait. Yeah, that's got to be fucking creepy as fuck if you're a parent.
So we've talked about this a ton on the show where we, Lewis noticed years ago that there would be these like...
Lewis was saving the videos.
Because we used to watch this chick with big honking tits that did breastfeeding videos.
Sure.
But these kids were like... They had credit cards,
too old to be breastfed.
They were like
the kid from Game of Thrones.
Yeah, they're like talking to her, like they're they're asking to switch tits.
Right, right, right.
You know, like they're learning their multiplication tables.
These are TikToks.
And, no, this was a YouTube video years ago.
Dude, can you show, give me the specific?
You can show titties on YouTube if there's a baby breastfeeding attached. Or surgery.
Nice.
And this chick had big honkers. And I think somebody wound up writing into us that they went to high school with her. And she's a fucking nutcase. But you just take these awesome videos of her big tits. And you'd be like, get out of the way, kid. Like, if I pause this in the right spot.
Excuse me, sir?
Yeah. Yo, bro.
Release.
Yo, dude, play around a Fortnite. I'm trying to look at your mom's tits.
But then,
get off your mom's tit, lady.
But then Lou noticed that there would be these like mommy and me bath time videos with like 5 million views and the comments turned off.
Oh, shit.
And they'd be monetized.
Yeah, I don't
know why. Kumia was commenting that much.
And they'd be monetized. And we were like, oh, these ladies are putting their naked kids on YouTube for ad revenue, knowing full fucking well that this is pedophile porn.
Jesus totally. Christ.
Shannon, am I getting this correct?
Yes.
So I guess is this now moving over to TikTok where the prettiest 3-year-old girl was saved by thousands of men. Give me some more info.
Oh.
So it says that there was a group of online sleuths that were
They're
able
sluts. They're called sluts, Shannon.
They were able to find out that there were hundreds of thousands of...
They're like, this little bitch is getting more views than us.
Yeah. I learned to dance, you fucking 3-year-old whore.
Yeah. I danced a WAP. What are you doing?
Fucking bitch.
All right, Shannon, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt
That's
you.
Okay. The online sleuths pointed out that hundreds of thousands of men were saving the videos. It was a... let's see. There was
we can't appreciate a talented young lady. What? She's real good at them.
We're supporting the arts. It's the saving because you could just go watch it again. But it's like, what if I don't have service?
Right. Right.
What if I want to jerk off on the subway?
So this particular woman that the article is about, she on her TikTok, she has 17 million followers, and she received abuse online. Because she posted videos of her 3-year-old playing in the bath and holding tampons. And so there were a bunch of people that she thought they were trolling her. But then one person was like, I found out that this is being saved by hundreds of thousands of people.
And how do you find that out?
I don't know. They're just...
It's a part on the side of the... I'm addicted to TikTok. I'm saving children dancing. And but yeah, there's like a heart, a share, a comment. And then the bottom one, you can save it for later.
Andy, you look like everyone I'm imagining saving these videos.
Yeah, too. I go to the meetings and teach them how to dress to Andy's get the like, scent off of us.
I know these videos. I'll save them myself just to see what everyone's doing.
I'm doing the research just to fucking find these guys.
I'm writing a book.
Yeah, I'm fucking Pete Townsend.
Yeah, exactly. I'm writing a book on TikTok pedophiles.
I need all this child porn on my computer to save them.
Don't worry, I'm just doing research. I'm just looking in. To stop the pedophiles, I must become a pedophile. A kid I went to high school with got raided. So he had a brother and a sister. He was a little older.
Child porn?
He was a little older than us, and then he had a sister our age and a brother a few years younger than us. And one day, the sister came to school, and she's like, oh, a SWAT team knocked down my door this morning. And her brother got arrested for having underage porn on the computer.
Whoa.
And supposedly, I guess, the little brother got the rap for it.
Oh, shit.
Saying that maybe he downloaded it, or like somebody from his class.
What an older brother
to
move, too. You yeah. know? It wasn't me. It was Timmy.
Yeah. But I just remember how fucking nuts that was. Dude, that you want to talk about a thing that spreads through high school like wildfire.
Are you kidding me?
Is when one of your classmates one of your classmates gets raided by the FBI for kiddie porn.
And then no more Subway sandwiches for them.
Okay, unrelated. I want to address this. I feel like nobody's talking about it.
Let's hear it.
Subway redid their whole menu.
Really?
Oh, really?
You're liking it?
And this is, by the way, not on the sheet. I'm not a Subway guy. Used to like it a lot. Used to live by one.
I'll go. I don't think it's terrible.
There's more Subway than McDonald's. It's the number one fast food chain.
That's their,
I'll get a BMT.
That's their business model is they try to, if you like at Chick-fil-A, you have to go through like a whole thing to get a franchise. But if on Subway, if you just click on the franchise tab, they're like, do you want one? We'll give you one. Just fucking open it right
please,
now.
Zach, please. Tell your uncle.
Yeah. Please, yeah. We've had some bad PR. Okay, so here's my thing about Subway. It's not bad. If on the road, if you live in the middle of nowhere, I get it. I live in Brooklyn. Sure. I'm not getting fucking Subway.
Of course.
I'm getting a real, I want an old Italian man yes. making my sandwich or his son.
Mm-hmm. I want Rose Valentino's father
yes.
making my sandwich.
I'm not, listen, I'm just saying, if the person says N star, 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 star.
You get a good meal.
You get a good sandwich. It's a good sandwich.
If the guy behind the counter hates this world, I want him to love my sandwich.
It's this rap music. Chopped cheese? Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just saying that's who makes the best sandwiches.
Absolutely.
For a similar price. When they had the $5 footlong,
yeah.
definitely worth it. Now, Subway sandwiches are like fucking $11 or $12.
Fuck off, Subway.
Inflation.
So fuck that. If I'm going to pay that much, I'm going to get real wet mozzarella.
Yeah. yeah.
But did you see you can get a Subway tattoo for free?
So that's on the sheet.
Okay.
Subway offers free sandwiches for life to fans who get footlong tattoos. Shan, do they actually have to be a foot long?
Yes.
What?
So you need body. A foot long.
Wait. Of a sandwich, like what?
Yes.
In, or does it have to be within the Subway universe? Like, can it be the logo?
What's
or
the
it has to be a picture of
Jared fucking a baby?
Yeah, I mean.
What's the location of the tattoo?
So that doesn't matter. It's, there was
do
a,
that then.
They had a block party in Vegas. This happened now already. Where they had somebody from Ink Master there, and they were doing the tattoos at this event.
Oh, so you had to get it yeah. at the event.
You have to get it there. And so they picked people to get the 12 by 12 tattoo of the logo on their sternum or back to receive the sandwich. They could also get a 2 by 2 or 3 by 3 tattoo, and that would give them...
just cookies.
Dude, this kind of shit goes all the way back.
12 by 12 is giant.
I know. That's...
Okay, yeah, if somebody... By the way, if you go to jail and you take your shirt off in the yard and you've got a 12 by 12 Subway logo, I bet you're going to have some issues.
Oh, and then
That's not a good... Listen, I understand it's been a few years. There's been some space between Jared and now. But I see that Subway that logo tattooed on you. Easy. That sounds like some dog whistle. That sounds like you have an army of monkeys.
That's so funny. That really
bringing babies back to you.
That really is some all-time bad press. Your spokesman fucked kids. It's like a fucking Wendy from Wendy's was like a pedophile.
No, if you have that in jail, you're gonna get annoyed how many times like you're getting raped and the guy's like, "You want my $5 foot long?" You're like, "Oh, you fucking hack. Just get it over with."
You're gonna get raped just for the bit. Wait, you're gonna be like, "I got a good joke." He's gonna get a foot long in his ass.
You can get smaller ones for what?
Shannon?
Sorry, what did you say?
What were the smaller tattoos options? Good for?
Oh, hold on 1 second. So a 2 by 2on
that's
on,
very tiny.
On your wrist, bicep, or foot earns three free subs for a month. A 3 by 3 on the shoulder.
A month? Fuck off, dude.
That's crazy. That's
you
got to
give me at least
downgrade.
A year for a tattoo.
Yeah, that's a crazy
month?
Downgrade.
No, wait. Three subs a month forever?
It's
I'm doing the math.
No,
on
yeah.
This
then
one,
why though. Why wouldn't you get that one instead of the fucking 12 by 12?
Just wear a watch.
I don't want Subway more than 3 times a month.
Yeah, it just says free subs for a month. The 3 by 3.
Oh, what a bunch of assholes!
Fuck
gets
that.
Free sandwiches for a year.
How big?
Three by three. But it has to be on their shoulder blade, forearm, or calf.
Once that year is up, you're like, what the?
No,
fuck?
If I get the tattoo, it has to be for something forever. Yeah. Like I'll do yeah.
Oh my god, dude. What the fuck?
Yo, that's so much effort to get okay food.
Oh, so this guy did it?
Yeah. Yeah, this is the first one to get the tattoo.
Me. You're good, buddy. So can you bring Subway, I feel like no one's talking about this. Completely redid the menu.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah, this is what I'm
now
interested
it's,
about.
Because it used to be pick a bread, pick a thing, and you're like kind of customizing. Now it's we have 12 sandwiches, pick a fucking sandwich, faggot.
You can't. I don't like that. Out? I like customizing though.
That's their new slogan too.
Yeah. Look at yeah.
You go in there. Hi, I'm the sandwich faggot.
Hey, faggot, how's it going? Welcome to Subway.
I'm the sandwich faggot. I suck your dick and leave a sandwich under your pillow. Shannon, can you bring it up?
Yeah. 1 sec. I have a list of the new sandwiches. I'm trying to find an image of the new menu.
So you can just. Maybe that would be better. You're right. Good producing, Shannon.
Okay, here's... Let me know if this is the right thing.
Yep, this is it.
there's another page.
Okay, so you can't make your own sandwich anymore?
Now it's you. You got fucking 12 options, kid.
That's it.
But what if I don't like the banana peppers on my Supreme Italiano?
Then
you know what it was? People were abusing.
Can I go fuck yourself?
People were abusing the unlimited veggies. That's why they did this.
Wait, bring it back up and focus in a little so I can read it better.
Damn, now I'm hungry.
Yeah, so you can get a cheesesteak.
See, I don't like
hot
onions.
A cheesesteak.
What is this?
A bigger cheesesteak.
Yeah, dude, first three cheesesteaks.
A big Italian sandwich.
Italian. Another Italian.
A different Italian sandwich with mozzarella, a shitty boss. Mozzarella instead of provolone. A meatball hero, which, by the way, great option at Subway.
Wait,
yeah, really?
That's a good one.
Because I remember last time I had a meatball.
When I was a fat kid, I used to get the meatball sandwich at Subway all the time. It was awesome.
And what are the other six? Mexican chicken.
Don't you feel like such
garlic
an asshole
chicken.
Ordering these? He's like, can I have the great garlic?
Yeah, that's what I hate.
Chicken salad.
That's what they do.
A club sandwich.
They're just ripping off Joey Rose's.
Another club sandwich and a turkey club.
Dude, that's why the numbers next to them are so important. Because you're like, don't make me say this fucking shit out loud. Because I remember going to Wendy's one time and I was like, can I get the Baconator? And like that coming out of your mouth, you just feel so dirty. You're like, dude.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to go exercise.
Yeah, let me get the Boss Hog ball of meat, please. It's like, what?
Now, listen, my favorite establishment, Leone's Italian Heroes, multiple locations.
I'm gonna write
Sounds
that down.
Amazing.
That's the spot. They do what I think all sandwich shops should do, which is all your sandwiches are named after Italian celebrities.
Yes.
So, actual Italian heroes.
It is the best. Leone's. I'm talking 150 options.
Wow. Fuck yeah.
There's that many Italians?
Are you kidding me?
They named one after that cop in Cleveland.
let me get a Derek Chauvin on rye.
Let me get the guy who kicked Rodney King's ass on Wheats.
Yeah, it's a roast beef sandwich. They make it real rough.
Let me get two Bernie Getz and
I'll get the J. Edgar Hoover.
Oh, dude, it's the best. Leone's. I will take you to Leone's.
I would love to. I wrote it down. It sounds amazing.
Shout out. I know they're big comedy fans.
That's the best thing about New York is just the sandwiches, honestly. Like, the sandwiches here are just so fucking good.
I will never get people that live here and get, like, Subway or, like, Papa John's. Yeah. I looked on fucking Grubhub the other day. A pizza from Papa John's was $22.
Yeah, chains are just as expensive as, like, mom and pop. Like, people go to Olive Garden. It's like a bill at Olive Garden is going to cost just as much as, like, Little Frankie's.
And
or
then,
something.
No, I've been noticing that too, because we usually were lazy or drunk, you know, when we're getting fucking Grubhub. And have you guys been noticing? It's like, it basically doubles your order now.
Totally. Yeah.
Yeah. If I'm not hammered, I'll go pick it up now.
Yeah.
And then to do that with, like, Papa John's when you live in the city.
Yeah, Papa John's the other day, the pizza that I was looking at was $22 on Uber Eats. And it was, like, not big. Like, it's
Papa
not...
John's cheese sticks, though. The garlic dip.
I kind of like
the garlic sauce. I like the pepperoncinis. I like it. If I'm out of town,
you can get
those
Leone's.
If I'm out of town, yes.
I like the thin crust Papa John's. I actually think that tastes good. I haven't had it since
college. There's a time and a place where it can
I'm not,
be good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What's
I'm
your
not
favorite
anti-tons.
Shitty road food? What do you, like, get pumped on?
Well, I think if there's an Arby's there,
same
shit I can't get in New York.
Love an Arby's.
Gotta get the bacon.
Or I'll do a Cracker Barrel.
Yeah.
Dude, I made the stupidest Arby's decision recently. I got their brisket. I don't know why I did that. It was like the most sad I've ever been after eating fast food.
Yeah, it's not a fast food.
Where even is an Arby's?
I was dropping my sister-in-law off at the airport in Allentown, and then I like stopped at the Arby's, and it was just a very like...
Boy, oh boy, that's the saddest stories I've ever heard in my entire life.
Don't ever
that was a Bruce Springsteen song.
So
your
sister is cancer, and you're in Allentown. The only thing to eat is Arby's. You get the brisket, it makes you sick.
I was ready to off myself, but then I saw those curly fries, and I said, one more day.
You might as well just kill yourself.
That has become a very fat conversation. I apologize. No, also, Arby's, best fast food mozzarella sticks.
Yeah,
there's
great
one on 8th Avenue, by the way.
Arby's. Ooh, I'll go.
On 8th Avenue.
Get the fuck
and what?
You know, Arby's became like the go-to punchline shitty fast food, but I kind of like Arby's. If you get like the right thing, it's not bad.
It must be an occasional thing.
Though they make fun of it on The Simpsons.
Yeah, that's probably what it is.
I've had it more often.
Sounds like an Arby's night.
Arby's is always like from my experiences, you like hype it up in your head, and then it's like a solid six when you go. Like, you're not disappointed.
Right.
But you're not like,
you ready for me to blow Andy's mind? You know why it's called Arby's?
I wish you would stop that mind. Go.
I'll suck your dick right now. Yeah. I'm the sandwich figure.
All
right,
let's all get let's
you know why it's called, wait, do you know why it's called Arby's?
Why?
Because they sell roast beef. Arby's.
Mm.
Well, goddamn.
Genius. Genius.
That's crazy. Well, now yeah. I have a boner, so.
Didn't think of that. Yeah. All right, let's do one more story and get out of here. All right. Australian doctor says blue balls are real and not just an excuse.
I knew it.
I've been saying.
Dr. Dude Bro says.
Yo, dude, I'm telling you.
Dr. Chad said after landing a kickflip, blue balls are real and your wife's a bitch.
Dude, you've been diagnosed for being a nerd with a cunt wife.
This guy... Well, it says here, according to realassdoctor.com, Shannon, tell us about it, baby.
So this Australian doctor was on a radio show.
Oh, your balls get full? You gotta come?
You turned into a didgeridoo.
He says that the testicles don't actually go blue, but they can take on a sort of blue hue because of the color of the blood. He added that the pain and the color will disappear shortly afterwards, and that if a man feels significant prolonged pain, it's another problem, but that if the man doesn't orgasm, this is actually a real thing, that there is discomfort.
Yeah, I mean, who's not going into the bathroom and sadly cranking one out after? That's the remedy.
Yeah, you don't bug the poor.
You don't fucking go to sleep.
Yeah, you just fucking, hey, I'm going to hit you with my elbow a few times.
Exactly, you grab a tube sock and take care of it.
Shannon, has that guy ever pulled the blue balls thing with you?
Like in younger years,
I have tried to do NoFap, and if you don't jerk off for a while, like your balls will hurt.
Yeah,
like if you don't come, they will like actually start hurting.
I believe that. Mm-hmm. That's why I jerk off constantly. I don't ever want to live that pain.
You gotta be careful.
Yeah, I don't.
God wants you to jerk off. They've designed your body not to. Yeah.
Why would that cum get in there if it didn't want to get out of there? That's
so
my
true.
That's how I look at it.
How what's your record? What's the most times you jacked it in the day when you were in your peak?
Oh my! I mean, honestly, I can still go pretty hard. I think by like six or seven. I think I've done that.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Yeah. My guess is sometime in high school, because like when I was in high school,
homesick. Yeah, homesick. You hit like eight.
Did I remember when this was before the streaming sites? But I would get deep into like porn website trailers, and that was like blowing my mind. So I probably did like six or like six in a day.
I went to high school without the internet, so like four. But I had magazines. Fair. One time I left a magazine, my mom found it in the bathroom. And I did the old, I'm holding it for Steve.
I'm holding it in the bathroom for Steve.
Yeah.
What was the first porn magazine you ever saw?
Playboy. My dad's Playboy. And then my mom found it and she like cried.
She was like, oh, my mom, the one she found was like barely legal. It was fucking disgusting.
Hell yeah, dude.
And, she was like,
and the SWAT team raided your house.
I was like 17 at the time. She's like, your 12-year-old little sister could have found that. She would have got, this is filth on every page.
In 6 years, she could be in it.
Yeah, like, wow. Filth on every page. I was like, how long did you look at it? Did you go through the whole thing?
I read the articles.
Some of them were pretty good.
I went to town on a fucking Victoria's Secret catalog.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah.
CS catalog.
Yeah. I remember too, because like I never got into the magazines because like I said, like, you know, the internet, be able to go on that. And I remember being drunk at my buddy's house and his dad just had Playboys like in the bathroom. So I'm hammered being like, oh, this is way classier than fucking MILF Hunter trailers.
Amazing.
Or Captain Stabbing.
Yeah. Street Latinas.
Dude, yeah, I found shit in the woods. Like that was.
That's real, right?
It's a real thing.
I've heard that so many times, and like,
it was a private place, like that kids would go.
I guess it's, and then would it be because like the dudes would be avoiding their wives and then just leave them there?
I think it was
high
school
burying treasure.
Yeah, but dude, it was the dream. It was the dream to find a fucking porno when you're
in the woods,
trouncing through the woods.
The first porn magazine I ever saw was the Playboy with Sable.
Ooh.
And our friend Yurito Yamanashi brought it into school. And everybody went to the bathroom to go look at it and took turns. But I was too young to know that everybody else was probably jerking off. And oh, I just really? Looked
yeah.
at it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did that for a while.
I was a late bloomer.
Me too. Okay. I used to just look at porn and get a boner and be like, that's that. You know, like, all right, we're all done.
It took me a minute. Yeah.
I think you look at it. Yeah, yeah.
Because I never had a sit down talk with my dad or nothing. So I just remember like being
I'll talk to you later.
Thank you. Yeah. But no, I just,
that's what we're here for today. Andy Jr.
Yeah, no. I just was dealing with boners and I'm like, eventually, I'm like, I should touch that, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you fucking put two and two. Also, no, you know what? I also think there was probably some movie where they were watching some movie, they make a joke about jerking off, and you see everyone laughing. You're like, what's that about? What's that about? And then you like put another one.
It might have been American Pie with the sock.
Stripes is the one I saw, I remember first seeing tits on in a movie and being like, what?
I think I might have known it from him jerking off in the sock in American Pie.
Oh, so I just learned it. By yeah. instinct, I think.
Yeah, instinct.
I remember, I saw tits, like, I remember being a little kid, waking up in the middle of the night, going to get, like, a glass of water or something, and my dad fell asleep to fucking HBO or Cinemax, and I'm just, like, with my glass of water, like, hold up, what's that? And just, like, awkwardly standing there trying not to.
I think my dad cranking it.
I think I also, my exposure to, like, tits and curse words was just my dad being lazy and just leaving the TV on, you know, on like some
Skinamax.
Yeah, you fall asleep and then they're showing that shit in the middle of the night, and then
my dad showed me a Penthouse page by page, and I think it was like a real Hail Mary. I hope he's not gay, because he was like, "Do you like that? Is that what you're like?" He kept like,
"Yeah,
no." He was like trying to engage me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
What age was that?
He's like Homer Simpson putting Bart in front of the billboard with titties.
I think it's white trash
gay conversion.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was, I think, had to be like 8th or 9th grade.
Because when did you start being more this version of Zach?
Shortly after that.
Oh, okay.
Shortly after the Penthouse.
Yeah, no, I started getting into like weird shit right around. That's like when I first started getting into like, it started with horror movies,
mm-hmm.
and then it got into like the Misfits and shit like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You like the shit rules.
Yeah.
I want to dress spooky all the time.
Yeah. It's pretty fun, dude.
Did you have devil locks?
Yeah. I tried that for a while. Yeah. We had it. Well, because I'm from like Jersey. So we had kids that had like the full devil lock.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unironically, like that was like the look. I remember they were full of that's when everybody used to do their hair with beeswax.
Yeah.
Do they still do that?
I've not really touched that community.
Dude, because I would listen to punk and all that shit all the time, but like anything that involved too much effort like that, I'd be like, nah.
Yeah, I'm just lazy.
I'm just going to go get better at the drums or something. I don't, the fashion was always, fuck it, I was too lazy for it.
Yeah, I'm good with my 3 shirts I wear. I'm not going to dress up. Yeah, and up.
I was always like a little, bare minimum, I was always a little bit chubby, so I would see any of like those rocker outfits.
Same.
I would like imagine myself in them, and I would just be like, where do I get off thinking I'm going to wear that?
I understand. I always just went for this mutant version of whatever I fucking chose.
Yeah, I didn't have the same level of courage.
When I was a fat kid, I wore a fedora for a while. That was a pretty cool look.
Hell yeah, dude. Full on m'lady?
Yeah, honestly full on m'lady, but I was like, I look like a Blues Brother. Yeah, I literally thought
dude,
that.
I also wore
FUBU.
You were a Blue Balls Brother?
I was a Blue Balls Brother, yeah, exactly.
Just, oh, dude, I was just thinking about fedoras because I've been trying to, you know, like the Irish guy cap?
Yeah.
I've been trying to like work that in a way
where
I'm like,
I can see it.
I'm like getting it ready for my friends where I'm like, all right, what's the way to get the least jokes? But like, I was thinking about that with the fedoras. The fedora guys always went wrong because they would just wear the fedora. And it's like, no, you also have to take off like the fucking video game t-shirt and all
right.
You have to make the
accessorize.
Rest. You have to untuck
your t-shirt.
Yeah, you have to make the rest of you fedora. You can't just wear the hat.
Can't wear the fedora and then a Nightmare Before Christmas t-shirt.
Exactly, you know,
that's not a great look. But that was literally how I dressed in like 7th grade, I want to say.
That's how I dressed when I was fucking 20. All right, I think we're about this. Is there anything else on here we want to hit? Let's talk about stinky bitches. Women, 23. Woman 23 who can go 10 days without showering insists she didn't smell bad and there's no difference in her appearance when she doesn't wash. Shannon, what's this all about?
And do we have a pic?
Yes. So this is like a TikTok chick. This is her.
TikTok.
Ugh.
Is that the officer who said the N-word?
And she says the only difference when she doesn't shower is her hair is a little curlier.
Like she doesn't, she's claiming she doesn't smell when she doesn't shower for 10 days?
That's, no way. This bitch stinks.
I don't think.
I can smell her through the screen.
It's impossible.
Like, if she looks just like an open micer in Brooklyn.
She looks like Carrot Top.
Yeah. And those ladies smell.
I mean, to be fair, I know the four of us definitely get smellier quicker than her.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Of course.
But 10 days? You're not lasting 10 days,
well,
lady.
Well, here's the thing. The level of delusion is strong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, posting shit like this.
Here's
going,
the thing. I would believe it if there was a dude in the video that's yeah. like, yep, doesn't stink at all.
Holding up newspapers.
Yeah.
Just going, it's been 10 days.
And listen,
he's
I like.
The background going,
she also looks just like a woman that doesn't shower. You yeah. know what I mean? Like, it's like, if she looked amazing, then that would be an interesting TikTok.
She looks like gross Michelle Wolf.
yeah, she looks
and like, I used to hook up with this, like, real, like, club kid kind of chick.
Yeah.
And she would come over after drinking all night. And we wouldn't. I didn't want to fuck her because she was drunk. But the next morning, I liked smelling her armpits and jerking
yeah, sure.
off.
Oh boy!
Because she would have like alcohol sweat.
Oh
Jesus!
Yeah.
And that Shannon, was like I was super into it.
Yes.
What's the longest you've gone without showering?
I feel like maybe 3 days. If when I was recovering from surgery and I was home and just didn't want to move, I was in bed for 3 days.
Sure.
That I mean,
were you a little ripe?
I don't remember. I'm
Tell
sure.
Us about it.
I'm sure it was. Just, but I also wasn't moving, so it's like you're not
yeah,
like sweating.
You're fermenting in there though.
I mean, listen,
yeah, you smell like kombucha, Shannon.
I get that. I've been home recovering from like a injury or whatever, and it's like, dude, there's no incentive.
Are you kidding me? During the fucking like when COVID broke,
yeah.
I could do a fucking 5 days standing on my head, no problem.
See,
I live alone. Like
in
just...
my old, as I've gotten older and fatter, there's now. A space between my balls and my leg that
sure.
if I don't shower every day
yeah.
gets oddly wet
mm-hmm.
no, and really stinks.
Yeah, 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 that's yeah. how I started because I've started working out more because my gut hit a point where I'm like, oh, there's like a there's more sweat under there now.
Yeah.
Because well, I reached a new layer of fat because there's like more. It's grosser there. And if I
just bought different soap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get so sweaty and disgusting. And I also like showering. I don't get these people who don't shower. I
oh,
think
yeah,
it's kind
dude.
Of a fun ritual.
Shower rules. Yeah. I love taking too long of a shower.
Yeah.
And it gets real misty in there and you start thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do a little shower pondering.
Ooh.
It's a good time.
Yeah, you get to think about things.
Yeah,
it can't turn on you though.
The
shower
get too deep.
Yeah.
Get too deep in the ponder.
Exactly.
Without a doubt.
Is a grosser thing to add about her.
Please.
So she is very, she calls herself a period justice activist.
Oh, yeah. Of course. Of course it's not just
this
one
smelly
thing.
Bitch.
She often shares graphic posts of her menstrual blood online.
Why?
And she said that even when she has her period, she still doesn't shower until 10 days, which is the grossest thing to me.
Dude, that's like,
yeah, she's a fucking dingbat. Just...
All right, can somebody drop a TV on this content? Let's end it there. Thank you guys for tuning in to the Real Ass Podcast. Lewis, have a great fucking week. I love you, buddy. And thank you very much to my guests, Andy Fiore, Andy Malavarina, and Robbie. Thank you guys so much. Everybody have a great weekend. We'll see you next week here on the Real Ass Podcast.
Bye.
That's all, folks.